Jenna, hello. She stands across the small space, arms crossed. I'm relieved to feel nothing in my chest when I see her. Not that it surprises me. It's just good to know there aren't residual feelings lurking. Isaac? She nods curtly. This isn't a professional visit, in case you're wondering. Unless you're suddenly in the business of selling metal pins, I didn't think it was. I tilt my head and wait for her to speak. She barks an awkward laugh, fingering her silk collar. The Jenna I know doesn't fidget. The Jenna I know is never nervous. Then again, I'm beginning to think I never knew her very well. Jenna brings her hand down to meet the other, fingers intertwining in front of her navy blue knee-length skirt. I came here to talk some sense into you. My chin raises a fraction of an inch, muscles tensing. Even though I already know what she's going to say, I ask. About what? Your choice to sacrifice your career. Annoyance flares. Your concern is touching. Now if you'll excuse me. I move to leave. Isaac, wait. Her hand goes out to stop me, although she's nowhere near touching me. I'm here to help you see reason. God knows she won't. She probably has no idea what you're giving up for her and her child. My fists ball at my sides. My child.